there is so much excitement in the space community. You probably heard the news about they discovered these seven planets around this sun called TRAPPIST-1, 40 light years away. And they're excited because they think they're seven Earth-like planets. A number of them could support life, maybe. So that is pretty exciting. But meanwhile, we've got another controversy that has not been resolved yet. It's actually been reopened. You know, remember about 10 years ago, they decided that Pluto is not a planet? They said it didn't fit the new definition of what a planet is. Well, there's a team of scientists that wants to redefine the term planet so that Pluto can be a planet again. Right now, it's considered, they say it's actually, its area is smaller than Russia, 6.4 million square miles. So it's classified as a dwarf planet. I know, a dwarf planet.
Hey, you guys, come on. I want to play with you, too. Come on, you guys. Come on, you guys.
So anyway, this group of scientists wants Pluto to be considered a planet again. Because remember the little memory thing we used to do in school to remember the planets? Mercury, Earth, Venus. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. That took various forms, but that was basically it. It was an acronym so that you could remember all the planets. Well, now you wouldn't have pizzas in there with that. So I don't know. They're hoping this happens. Who knows what kind of influence this group of scientists has. The new definition, by the way, of a planet would be round objects that are smaller than stars. But see, by that definition, you know, just about everything would be considered a planet. I mean, a moon would be a planet, you know? So, I mean, there would be like 110 new planets that we would know of just from that. So I don't know if that's going to work, but any round object that's smaller than a star. Well, by that definition, my high school gym teacher would be a planet. Come on, you know, I don't know.